7:30, it's Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. A serendipitous meeting 4 years ago on a Pacific island culminated in the recent burial of an airman who died during a World War II combat mission. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Chris Barish reports on how a University of Delaware professor's underwater mapping work is recovering men who have been missing in action for about 75 years.
Mark Moline of UD's School of Marine Science and Policy was doing work for the U.S. Navy with Scripps Institution of Oceanography when he met the head of a volunteer group that searches for lost military aircraft. Moline told the man about cutting-edge robotic, acoustic, and high-definition technology his group was using to study sea-bottom topography, coral reefs, and sand ripples. Moline offered to use the torpedo-shaped robot to help find a downed plane.
So we decided to ask him where he would send us if we were going to do this, and he pointed to an area. We surveyed that small piece of area and found an aircraft the first go.
The quick discovery led to a partnership known as Project Recover. The mission is to find long-lost pilots and their planes. To date, the group has found 20 aircraft in the Pacific and off the coast of Great Britain and Greece. A handful have held remains of crew members. More of the planes still need to be examined. On December 12th, Moline traveled to St. Joseph, Michigan for the first funeral, where Albert Bud Rybarczyk was laid to rest. Rybarczyk perished with two other crew members when their TBM Avenger dive bomber crashed in 1944. At the service, Moline had an emotional encounter with Rybarczyk's 86-year-old sister, a Catholic nun.
She's very religious, and the community is as well. And she basically said that this was his time to come home. And in the ceremony that was held for him, they played "I'll Be Home for Christmas" right at the exit out.
Once the military completes its painstaking verification process for recovered remains, more funerals will be held for pilots and crew who died at sea in the service of their country.